Welcome to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast, a podcast where we provide tips and tricks to take the confusion out of learning to play guitar. Beginner Guitar Academy is a fast-growing online guitar school taking you from complete beginner to well-rounded guitarist. So are you ready for your next guitar lesson?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Here's your host, Amazon best-selling author of the book Learn to Play Electric Guitar, Paul Andrews.
Hey everyone, Paul here, and welcome to another episode of the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. And today's episode comes from a question I received from Jim Fox, who is a Beginner Guitar Academy student, who's just about to undergo surgery on his left shoulder, so will not be able to play guitar for a few months. And he asked me if I had any tips to help keep the momentum going, because he obviously can't physically play the guitar, but how can he keep developing as a musician? Now, I've done episodes in the past about common guitar playing injuries and how to avoid them. So you can go and check out episode 86, where I go through that. But we haven't really talked about what we can do when we have these injuries and how we can keep the momentum going, how we can still develop as a musician. So that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. You'll learn how to stay motivated, what skills you can train without touching the guitar, how to set yourself up for the strongest possible comeback when you're ready to pick the guitar back up. So if you are currently injured, recovering, or you just want to be prepared, this episode will be for you. Now, before we dive into that, I do have a little bit of beginner guitar community news. And the first thing is I've put the recording from this month's member Q&A in the Academy. Now, normally this would be a live member Q&A, but we did have a few technical issues that meant I couldn't record the episode. Well, I couldn't even present it. But I then pre-recorded it using pre-submitted questions that members had sent me. Now, you can go and check that out, guys. In the dashboard, you'll see the live recording section. You can go in there and you'll see it there. And it's also in the member-only podcast. So if you've got that linked up, you'll go straight to your podcast player of choice. And the other thing I want to tell you guys is I have just updated some of the designs at my shop, guitarshirts.shop. Now, guitarshirts.shop contains t-shirts, hoodies of Beginner Guitar Academy, and also t-shirts with slogans for just guitar players. So you can go and check that out. And I've just added a new range of hats as well. So you can get beanies and caps as well as mugs, as well as stickers. So you can go and check that out at guitarshirts.shop. And also, if you want to get your friend into guitar playing, you can now gift subscriptions of Beginner Guitar Academy. So if you go to the Beginner Guitar Academy main site, so beginnerguitaracademy.com, go to purchase a subscription, and then you'll see a little button you can click that says gifting. That'll then allow you to gift that subscription to someone else. So you fill in your details, they'll then receive an email saying they've been gifted a subscription, and they can sign up for free because obviously you've paid for it, and then they'll become a member of Beginner Guitar Academy. You can gift them a monthly subscription or an annual subscription. So go and check that out, beginnerguitaracademy.com. And for Beginner Guitar Academy members, do not forget you can get one-to-one lessons with me, so you can ask someone obviously to buy that for you, or you can treat yourself this new year and get a one-to-one lesson with me. And if you head over to Beginner Guitar Academy, go to the community, you'll see the link in the announcement section, or just find a post from me, and in the foot of that post you'll see a link to book a one-on-one with me as well. And that'll be a completely private lesson where we can go through whatever you want to go through. So a few options there, guys, if you want some ideas for some Christmas presents leading up to this Christmas. So now we've got the news out of the way, let's dive into this week's episode, how to keep progressing on guitar when you can't play the guitar. Okay, so the first thing I want to talk about is the mindset shift that needs to occur here. So when you're injured or recovering from surgery, it's easy to feel like progress stops. You know, I can't play guitar, that's me done now. But that's not true. There are two sides to playing the guitar. The first is the physical, you know, the technique, the fretting, the strumming. The second is the musical. So your ear as a musician, your understanding of music, your rhythm, your creativity. Now, most people spend 90% of their time on the physical side and only about 10% or probably less on the musical side. So when an injury forces you to stop playing, so the physical side, it's your chance to flip that ratio and build up that musical side. And here's the key idea. You know, your identity as a guitarist doesn't disappear just because your hands are resting, because you can't actually play the instrument. One great tip is to keep your usual practice time in your schedule. And this is actually something that Jim Fox said, who inspired this whole episode. He was going to keep his practice time the same and was looking for ideas of how to fill that. And you can fill that time using it for listening, for ear training, for watching lessons, for studying songs. That routine will keep you mentally anchored to your instrument. Even on days you can't physically touch it, it's going to keep that momentum. It's going to keep that routine going. It's going to keep that habit alive. And that's what we don't want to lose. As soon as you lose that habit, it's going to be hard then obviously to get back into it, especially if you spent the last maybe months or years developing it. The last thing you want to do is to then lose it. Now, the second thing I want to talk about here is what you can actually do without touching guitar. So now we're going to talk about that musical side of it. So let's get practical. Now, here are the skills you can develop without using your fretting hand. Because as I said earlier, Jim can't use his left hand. He's a right-handed guitar player, so his fretting hand he can't use because obviously he's had his shoulder surgery. So the first thing is ear training. And it's one of the most powerful things you can do in recovery. Using apps like EarMaster, using musictheory.net, and just to quickly talk about EarMaster, if you are a beginner Guitar Key member, you can get a discount on EarMaster. So if you go and check out the resource section, there's all about it in there. So go and check that out for your EarMaster discount. And things you can train are things like your intervals, chords, rhythms, all the stuff which basically will make you more an intuitive guitar player. Now, most guitarists skip this. They work on ear training when they're doing other things. They don't work on it as a separate skill. It's just kind of combined in what they're doing. But it's going to pay off massively if you can work on your ear. You're going to have more of an understanding, obviously, what you can hear. It's going to help you work out, listen to a song, working out the rhythm, working out the melody, working out, just staying in time. You'll hear the music better and actually establish the beat quicker because you can hear it. You can pick out the tune. If you're going to jam with other people, fundamental skill is ear training. So you need to hear what's happening around you. Especially if you're jamming with a rhythm section, you've got a bass player, a drummer, you're going to need to be able to hear what they're doing and basically be able to stay in the pocket or stay in time with them. Especially if you've got another guitar player you're playing with, you're going to have to hear what they're doing. Your parts need to complement what they're doing. Perhaps if you're a rhythm guitar player, you know you need to go a little bit lower as they're playing their lead. If you're a lead player, you need to obviously be playing over the chords and you need to be able to hear what chords they're playing to pick the notes to play the top of them. So ear training, really, really important. Again, a skill that often gets kind of overlooked for what may be a more practical or fun skills like your core playing, like your lead playing. You know, that's the straight away, the skills that are fun to do straight away. Ear training takes time to develop, but it's definitely a skill we want to develop. The next one is theory building. So injury time is perfect for small, digestible theory sessions. And I'm saying that deliberately because the problem with theory, it's seen as quite a big topic that is very difficult to kind of break into. It's very daunting. So you've got to do it step by step, piece by piece, and then it becomes a lot easier. If you dive into more advanced topics, you start going to, you know, modes, you start worrying about the phrygian dominant mode. If you do not know the major scale, that's where modes come from. And if you don't know the harmonic minor scale, that's where that mode comes from. You're going to be, you know, just pulling your hair out and just have a massive headache trying to work all this stuff out. So it's really important you build your theory up incrementally. And things we can look at there are things like intervals. Now, we talked about ear training. Intervals are how you decipher chords. It's the building blocks of music. You may have heard people say major third, perfect fourth, augmented fifth. Now, what I'm talking about there is intervals. You've got chord families, so your major chords, your minor chords, your dominant sevens, your major sevens, your minor sevens, your sus fours, your sus twos, your major sixes. Again, we could go on. You know, how major and minor keys are built. So what's the difference between a major scale and a minor scale? How scales relate to chords. So what chord are you going to use over a 1-4-5 chord progression? You know, stuff like that. What makes certain progressions sound the way they do? So why is that chord progression happy? Why is that one sad? Why is that bluesy? Why is that a bit more jazzy? What are the chords are being used and how do those chords then impact on the sound you hear? So those are questions you can start answering and understanding when you start developing your theory skills. And this can be just a few minutes a day. Now, if you are a beginner Guitar Key member, go and check out the workshop that I did on Get to Grips with Music Theory, because that will basically lay out the fundamentals. And that workshop is based on the London College of Music's preliminary level. So I have a graded system, goes from preliminary all the way up to grade 8, all about theory. So it walks you through, obviously, progressively, it's structured format. And this is the lowest one, the very first step, which is their preliminary level. So go and check that out. I've even put some past papers in there. You can even fill those out, email them to me, and I'll even grade it for you. So yeah, go and check out that if you are a beginner Guitar Key member. Next one is song studies. So even if you're not playing guitar, you can still study songs that you want to learn when you come back to guitar. So pick a song you love and then basically break it apart. For instance, what key are you playing in? Again, depending on your level of theory there, but what chords are they using? Do you know those chords? If you don't, then that song obviously you need to go away and start thinking about. What riffs Or what is their main riff? How does it sit in the track? What scale they're using? What's the strum pattern? What's the rhythm? Dynamic contrast in the song. You can basically start writing that out in a journal so you're prepared to learn those songs later on. Now, I said this before, when you're learning a song, the first step should be listening to that song intently and going through it over and over again, putting it in your car as you're driving to work, listening to it on your phone as you maybe using the train or commuting to work or stuff like that. Because the more you can hear that song, the more you can digest what that song sounds like, the easier it's going to be to learn it. The next thing I want to talk about is visualization. So this one can feel maybe woo-woo, it surprises people. But this is something that high-level athletes do all the time. You hear them saying, I visualized what I was going to do. I visualized myself running that route. I visualized myself, like the NFL, I visualized myself doing that play, hitting that touchdown. UFC, I visualized the shots that I was going to make, my ending, a punch I was going to throw. So it's really important to visualize. When you visualize things, you're basically training your brain to action what you are visualizing. Really important to do it, and it really does work. You can trick your body into thinking you're doing it when you're actually not, and this has been proven to be the case. Now, things you can do for the guitar is start imagining forming chords. Visualize that chord shape in your head. You know, what's it look like on the guitar neck? What's it look like when it's written down? Picture playing the riff. What fingers are you going to use? Where they're going to be placed? What frets? Think about the pick. What string are you going to be playing? Mentally walk through the scale pattern. So think about your fingers playing the string. So I'm playing the A natural minor scale. I'm going to start with the open fifth string. Then I'm going to do second fret, third fret, using my second and third finger. Then I'm going to go into the D string, so string four. Walking along, zero, two, three. Zero on the G string, then second fret on the G string. Think about your fingers. Think about how that's going to feel on the string. Think about the pressure you're going to need, where it's going to be positioned. The more detail you can put into that visualization, the more you're going to get from it. So again, sounds a bit woo-woo, but it really does work. You know, the same neural pathways are going to fire with the physical movement as it is going to be visualizing it. So really important. And then the final thing we'll talk about is intentional listening. Now, I talked about it a little bit, talking about learning the song, but we can go a bit more depth with this, with just putting on music in the background, having it in your car. Listen to live concerts, you know, isolated guitar tracks, which you can find on YouTube, documentaries, band interviews. You can get a lot from listening to a band interview or listening to a documentary about how an artist went about recording, you know, an album, that period of their life, you know, what sort of amps they had, guitars they had, how they came about writing the song. That you can get a lot from that. Pay attention when listening to those sort of things about the tone they used, the feel, the groove, the guitar parts. You can listen with so much more purpose when you're intentionally listening. You'll get a lot more from it rather than just passively listening to it. Now, the next thing we'll talk about then is what you can do with limited mobility. So if medically safe. So now this section comes from with a basic big disclaimer. Obviously, I'm a guitar teacher. I'm not a doctor or physio. So make sure they say it's okay before you start doing this stuff. But if your injury allows you to use one hand, you can do minimal movement. Here's some safe things you can do. So the first thing is right hand only practice. And this very much feeds into something I teach a lot of beginner guitar academy, which is isolation. So using one hand at a time. So short, gentle sessions only, you know, 5-10 minutes, that's fine. Do muted strumming with the right hand, because again, we're thinking the left hand is out of action. So muted strumming, rhythm drills, you know, metronome practice, picking, arpeggio picking, that kind of stuff you can do just with your right hand. Obviously, we're talking about picking, we're talking about strumming. They're going to be the main two things. Rhythm as well. Again, muted strumming, you can really work on those sort of drills. That's going to be really, really helping us out. That feeds that into rhythm training without the guitar. Now, you can do this, again, without the guitar. We talked about doing rhythm training a minute ago with the guitar. Now, you can tap, you can clap, you can count along to your favorite songs. You can work out your subdivisions, so working out your, you know, quarter note beat, and then working out where the 8th note is going to fall, working out where the 16th note is going to fall, triplets, things like that, dotted notes, syncopation. So you can do a lot with that without the guitar. Really work on that rhythm, because rhythm is normally a weakness of a lot of beginner guitar players. So working on rhythm without the guitar is really, really strong. And it's something that we don't do as guitar players. Instinctively, we think we have to have the guitar in our hands all the time, or we're not practicing. That is not the case. We saw earlier visualization. You don't need the guitar in your hands. You can just tap stuff out. And that's going to be really vital because you're feeling it. Rhythm is felt. So as you can feel it, internalize it, that is going to be very beneficial. And next, improved mobility work. So again, if cleared by a professional, gently start to move your fingers, start to work on circularization exercises, start to keep things responsive. Again, nothing painful here, just light movements to keep things kind of ticking over, just to start getting some mobility going. Again, when you are allowed. So now the next section we're going to talk about is building your comeback plan. So recovery won't last forever, so it's a good thing to start thinking ahead. So when you're ready to start playing again, here's a good structure to start thinking about. You know, start at 50% of your previous load. Obviously, you need to bring that load down and start building up. Keep the sessions short, keep them controlled, keep them focused. Begin with the basics. Start just picking up your chords again. Make sure you've got clean chords. Make sure you've got slow strumming, you know, simple songs. This could be things you've done at previous levels. And then you're starting to build them back. Things you can already play, so you're not putting this extra stress on. But it's just to start, again, getting that guitar back in your hands and getting some music flowing. Gradually add then scales, riffs, the more technical work, the more skill work. And then focus on quality rather than quantity. Again, you don't want to do loads of time, but you want to be efficient with the time you're using. And your hands will remember quickly. You'll probably be quite surprised how quick this all comes back, especially, you know, your ears and your brain. If you've been working through, like we said earlier, keeping those things ticking over, you'll be surprised how quickly then everything comes back and you feel like, oh, the momentum's back now. I don't feel like I've lost that time. I've actually used that time productively and developed my skills. So I suppose the main thing here, a lot of guitarists go through this, you know, repetitive strain injury. There will be struggles. I see this quite often in the forums where people strain their hands and have to take it a bit easy. So you're going to probably be forced to take a break at some point. But remember, you can come back with better timing, better ears, better musical understanding. You can work on things that kind of often get ignored. So that period of time doesn't have to be wasted. It's simply different practice. And it's absolutely going to contribute to your journey as a guitar player. It does not mean you're going to lose out because you've got those couple of months off. Again, it means you can strengthen those skills, which quite often get left behind. So if you are recovering from injury right now, I'm wishing you a very smooth and steady healing process. So big shout again to Jim Fox, who's going to be going through this very soon. So wishing him a very speedy recovery. And if you ever want help building a recovery plan or figuring out what to work on during your non-playing months, feel free to reach out. Obviously, I'm more than happy to help you. And if you've been going through an injury before, I'd love to hear how you stayed motivated, what helped you the most. You know, let us know in the Beginner Guitar Academy community. Obviously, it'd be really helpful for Jim, be helpful for all of our students. Guys, let us know there. If you're not a member of Beginner Guitar Academy, come and check us out at beginnerguitaracademy.com. You are going to get a structured system of 5 levels, takes you from complete beginner to advanced guitar player. You get support from a guitar teacher, me, who's been teaching guitar now for around about 20 years, whenever you need it. It's unlimited support. You send me a video and audio or text whenever you have any questions and I'll get back to you normally pretty quick. Normally, I was going to say that same day. Obviously, time zones dependent. You might send it to me when it's UK bedtime. So there's kind of obviously, I'm going to be asleep, so I won't be able to get back to you as quick. But I'll get back to you very quickly. So that's just part of the monthly fee. And then one of the best things now about Beginner Guitar Academy is the community. You have a whole range of people of different levels, different abilities, different styles they're playing. But everyone is super generous with their time, asking questions, answering questions. And it's just great to hang out and chat to other guitar members across the world. We have students in the UK, we have students in America, we have students all across Europe, we have students in New Zealand, in Australia, all across the world. So it's a really good mix of people. So yeah, come check us out. And the great thing about Beginner Guitar Academy, you can come check us out just for $1. And you can take a 2-week trial and see how you find it. So go and check us out at beginnerguitaracademy.com. So guys, that's it for me this week. So I'll chat to you again next week for another episode. Until then, keep practicing, have fun, and I'll chat to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Beginner Guitar Academy podcast. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. For more information, updates, or to start your membership today, please visit us at www.beginnerguitaracademy.com. Until next time, take care.